Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, October the 13th. A rainy day here in the North Texas area, raining especially tonight. And it's going to be raining all night. I looked at the iPhone. It's going to be like 100% rain practically all night long into Thursday morning, and then finally clearing up late Thursday morning. So if you don't have to go out, if you can work from home, Thursday morning will be a perfect time to do it, because every time it rains around here, it gets really, really weird. And people just don't know how to drive in the rain around here. So we also get lots of floods very quickly whenever we get a lot of rain. So if you can work from home tomorrow morning, if you can make some phone calls and work from home tomorrow morning, that would be a heck of a lot better. Now, a lot of people do that anyway, because a lot of people are working from home these days, but not everybody. Some people still have to get up and go to an office or whatever to work. Well, we've got a couple of big stories I want to address today. The first one is this whole issue of supply chain problems that we're hearing about. And the other story I want to talk about is just another follow-up to the reaction to Columbus Day. I've got a post coming out tomorrow about this. And I got to tell you, I'm getting fed up with all these attacks on Christopher Columbus. I mean, the guy died 500 years ago, and they're still blaming him for everything that is happening today. But let's talk about supply chain. Well, supply chain is one of those, business administration terms that we don't usually mention in our day-to-day life. If you've ever taken a logistics class or business class, even economics class in school, and you've heard the word supply chain. And basically, supply chain is, it's just basically the process by which the product, let's say, goes from the manufacturer all the way to the retailer or wholesaler, whatever it may be. So, for example, something could be made in Texas, let's say, and it gets sold in Minnesota. So the process of getting it from Texas to Minnesota, that is what generally supply chain is. Now, in this case, of course, it's a little bit more complicated because a lot of these supplies are coming from other countries. They're coming by boat, and they're showing up in Los Angeles at the port of Los Angeles, and these boats are sitting out there because they cannot get processed. There are not enough people working at the docks to unload these ships and put the stuff on trucks and ship them out across the country. There aren't enough truck drivers either. So this whole thing has created basically a break, if you will, in the supply chain. And a lot of economists, a lot of people a heck of a lot smarter than I am, are predicting shortages. They're predicting higher prices. They're predicting inflation. And, it's just crazy what's going on. Now, it's a complicated issue. Some of it has to do with the pandemic and the fact that we shut down so many things during the pandemic. So it is true that some of it is a consequence out of decisions that were made during the pandemic. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of people don't want to work. And in some cases, they don't want to work because they're getting money at home. And I was listening to an economist today who was saying that a lot of people are getting checks at home. So you get a check at home, let's say, worth 70% of your salary or whatever. And then a lot of these people are working underground. So, they're getting a check from the government and they're technically unemployed, but they're doing something else on the side. They've got some business on the side. And they're doing something on the side to come up with more cash. So, they're doing just fine. Many of these people are doing just fine. So when you say you got to go back to work, they're saying, well, I like what I'm doing now. I'm staying at home and I'm getting a check. Well, that is good for them to some extent, but it's not good. It's not good for the economy. And you look around, Dallas, Texas is not so bad because we actually have a pretty good economy around here, as we tend to do in Texas. But I was up in Milwaukee here recently a couple of weekends ago, and I was amazed at the number of empty buildings and the number of businesses in the downtown area that have just shut down completely. And I was asking the driver, you know, the Uber driver, I was asking him about it, and he said, well, a lot of these companies, the people are working at home, or some of them have just closed. Many restaurants have closed. Many hotels have closed. The number of motels that have closed is pretty big from what I saw. So you have this economy where, you know, you don't have the essence of a capitalist economy, which is production and consumption. If you mess with either one of those two, production and consumption, you're going to mess up the economy. And that's what we're going through. So, if the federal government wants to get this, put this problem behind them, they're just going to stop. They need to stop sending money to people. And they got to say to people, look, you got to work. You got to work. We took care of you for a few months. Okay, fine. But now you got to get up and find a job and go to work and take care of yourself. I don't know if they have the courage to do that, but in many ways, the federal government, and especially the Biden administration, they're in a no-win situation because you're seeing Democrats really panic about the inflation. They are really in a state of panic over the inflation because every Democrat remembers what happens to President Carter. He was destroyed by gasoline prices. Gasoline prices will kill you if you're the president. So the Democrats are really worried about this. They're worried about it. And on the other hand, they can't seem to get President Biden, you know, to do anything because, you know, President Biden is sinking in the polls and Vice President Harris is missing from everything. Nobody knows where this lady is. I mean, she's just like, you know, in the background. I guess she's doing some movies for the space program or something like that. So it's a very, very complicated topic, but one, a mess that we didn't have to be in this mess. We did not have to be in this mess. When Joe Biden took over the presidency, everything was in place for a strong recovery, and he messed it up. He messed it up completely. And now, well, now we're paying the price. That's all you can say. We're paying the price for many of those early decisions. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. You know, some people are saying that the price of gasoline could hit $5. I guess it has in some places already. It's about $2.89 here in Texas, but I'm expecting it to go over $3 and maybe as high as $3.50 before this whole thing settles down. So get in for an interesting winter, and especially if you live up in the north and you've got to heat your house and you got to heat your home. In January and February, well, get ready for some pretty, very, very nasty energy bills that are going to be coming your way. Well, it seems like we do this every year. We have celebrate Columbus Day, and somebody's got to get on Columbus's case. And the latest is Coach Greg Popovich, who is the coach of the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA. Now, in all fairness, just to be upfront, I like the coach. He's a great coach. And the San Antonio Spurs, I like that team. For many years, they were winning titles in the NBA, and they were sort of like the small market team that was winning titles. I think they won 5 titles in like 7 years or something like that. I mean, they were a very good team with some really good players. I don't know how they did here recently because of the last season being all screwed up with the pandemic. But they're a fun team to watch. I know they're very popular in San Antonio, and my friends who live down there really like the coach and the team. But Coach Popovich reacted to a school district that was celebrating Columbus Day, and he went off on Columbus, you know, talking about the genocide that came with Columbus and all these bad people who came over here, and they destroyed these civilizations. And, of course, everything is Columbus' fault. And frankly, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this. First of all, Columbus came here 530 years ago. He died 500 years ago. Most of these countries in Latin America that were conquered by the Spanish, you know, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and so on, most of those countries have been independent for over 200 years. They won their independence over 200 years ago. And they've been, you know, self-running countries, independent countries, for the last 200 years, and they're still a mess. They're still having problems. They cannot overcome their problems. And yet they're still blaming Columbus for what apparently happened 500 years ago. Now, I'm not going to defend everything that the Spanish crown did. Many of the things that the Spanish crown did back then, frankly, were not nice. And there were some injustices, and there was exploitation. I mean, nobody denies that. And I, look, when I was studying history in school, they didn't cover this up. We all knew about the exploitation of the indigenous people and all of that. But the bottom line is that most of these countries have now been independent for over 200 years, and the people who have screwed up these countries, the people who have messed up these countries, were all born 450 years after Columbus. Mexico is a mess, but it's not because of Columbus. You know, Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, these countries are a mess, but not because of Columbus. It's because of the policies that they've implemented in many of those countries. I mean, look at Mexico with all of its resources, and yet Mexico has all kinds of problems, you know, Argentina the same way. So it's not Columbus's fault that they're in such a mess. It had nothing to do with the conquest of Latin America that they're in such a mess. Most of these countries, as I say, have been on their own for over 200 years, and yet they still cannot get their act together. Again, it's not because of Columbus. It's because of the leadership and the people who were born 300, 350 years, 400, 500 years after Columbus who are running these countries. That's where the blame lies. But they're always attacking Columbus. They're always attacking Columbus because that's an easy accusation to make. Because, you know, you can attack Columbus and basically nobody gives you any backlash. So, you know, I'm sorry that the coach, Coach Popovich, who I like, as I say, as a coach, I'm sorry that he's going down this road. But, you know, lots of problems in the city of San Antonio, for example, and they have nothing to do with Columbus. They have to do with the leadership in that city. Well, a few things on this day in history. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was born on this day in 1925. She passed away in 2013. You know, I remember the day that she became Prime Minister. I was in the car with my dad when they broke with that story. And then, of course, I think she became a prominent Prime Minister during the Falkland Malvinas situation back in 1982. That's when she really came on strong and defended the Malvinas or the Falklands. And I think that's when she got that image of the Iron Lady, you know, the tough lady prime minister. But she was a wonderful person. She was a wonderful prime minister. So we remember her. Margaret Thatcher, who was born on this day in 1925, she was the daughter of a storekeeper. Always enjoyed that story. We say happy number 80 to Paul Simon. You remember him as Simon and Garfunkel. He went on later to have a solo career. Did fairly well as a solo artist, had many good hits. But, you know, it's a little bit like the Beatles. When they went solo, they did okay, but they're always better as a group. And I think Paul Simon, in my mind, was always a lot better with Garfunkel. My favorite songs by Paul Simon are from the time he was with Garfunkel when they sang together and had those great duos and just incredible vocal duos. That we used to like. And we also say today happy number 79 to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, of course, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the most influential men in the NFL. You know, he came on very strong. They won 3 Super Bowls in his first 6 years as owner. They haven't won anything in 30 years, so hopefully the Cowboys can get another ring for Mr. Jones. Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.